The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Good morning. 11 minutes after 6, Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. You got a pebble? Go ahead and get it out. Although we got a lot of great people to talk about this morning, including Sebastian Junger. I think he pronounced his last name Junger. I'll find out here in just a few minutes. But he is a war. He spent years being a war correspondent and had survived all sorts of hot zones, had been shot at and everything like that, nothing that ever happened. And confirmed atheist. His father was a physicist and very much a rationalist. And an interesting thing happened in which he either died or almost died on the table and was brought back. And he's still an atheist, but he does have a different kind of take on maybe a little bit of this, life after death sort of realm. It's an interesting thing. He has a book out about it called In My Time of Dying. And he ended up having this big aneurysm, internal aneurysm. And even the story in the lead up to that was quite interesting. I've been reading it off and on over the last few days. So we'll have him up here in about a half hour, see what he has to say on that. And we're also going to talk with Randall Embertson, who is the Jackson County Republican Party chair. It's a MOGA event coming up a week from Saturday, Make Oregon Great Again. Headline speaker or keynote speaker, Mike Lindell of My Pillow fame and My Slippers and all the rest of it, all the mys out there. And just a bunch of people there, and we'll tell you all about that story. Talking some local politics with Herman Bearchugger, of course, always on Tuesday morning. We always have a good time doing that. And also in Josephine County, there's an interesting wrinkle going on. You know how we've been talking about all these charter changes that we were fighting, the intrusions that we were fighting here in Jackson and Josephine County this time around? Well, it just so happens that we have Knapp. We have Jonathan Knapp. There we go. Jonathan Knapp, who had run for Josephine County Sheriff before, and he ended up is going for Initiative Petition 2024. And this would make all races partisan in Joe County. So instead of going the opposite direction, the way Jackson County for All was wanting to do, everything's going to be nonpartisan. So this way, everybody can hide. They can hide behind, well, I can't really tell you what I'm thinking here because this is a nonpartisan race. And this is also a way in which Democrats, in my opinion, try to slip it past people who just don't know what's really going on. See, in Jackson and Josephine County, having to run as a Democrat is not necessarily an advantage. In Multnomah County, it is. Now, in South Jackson County, it would be, which is why they wanted to eventually have districts. That's what they were talking about during that whole thing, but then denied it. Well, no, we don't want to go with districts in the county commission right now. That'd be way too complex, and this, that, and the other. Of course, in Josephine County, they were trying to go for districts, and they got their butts kicked, okay? That's essentially what happened there. But what Jonathan Knapp is trying to do is make it all partisan. We'll talk with him about that push coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock or so. And, of course, your calls and opinion. Top story that we had last night, it was pretty exciting at first. It appears to have died down a little bit. This has to do with the Cod Fire. A fire broke out late yesterday afternoon in Siskiyou County, and it ended up triggering all sorts of evacuation notices. And that apparently has been downgraded right now. Was held to about 28 acres, and they're getting that pretty much contained and mopped up today. And it's fortunate because this was by the old Iron Gate. And I ended up mentioning this on Facebook, and what's the first thing that ended up happening? People were saying, boy, it would be nice to have a reservoir there to dip helicopters in. Yep, and so it begins. And so we're seeing what's going to end up happening with life without the Iron Gate to help put out fires here, the beneficial use of water. Fortunately, today doesn't appear that anybody was hurt in that situation, but they're mopping that up. The wind was driving it. Captain Bill Simpson sent me a couple of pictures, and I ended up sharing that. But it looks like they got that knocked down at least at this point. All right? Join in at 770-5633. It's quarter after 6. Let me go to the phones there. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Minor Gay.
I had a feeling it was going to be you over at the Iron Gate. How's it looking like this morning, huh?
Well, it's a nice morning. It's nice and sunny. I couldn't see the fire from my place, but I was getting evacuation notices, so I was trying to arrange to make sure I could keep my phone charged. My neighbor gave me some gas for my generator, and he wasn't here.
Uh-huh.
If that would have burnt into Agribisiwik, I would have been trapped. I would have had no way out of here.
That's right. You only have one way in and out. Is that right?
For right now, mm-hmm. they've got the other way blocked off for dam removal. Excuse me.
Wow.
And we need to.
You're giving birth there? I hope you doing okay, seriously? Or is that just some allergies or something?
It's from allergies.
Oh, okay. All right. That's good. That's fine. All right. Continue, please. Give me a quick report there.
Anyway,
we'll wrap that.
So, Lakeview Road is closed down, and we can't get out that way because under here, there's got to be more than one way to escape because we're at 3,000 feet in a valley.
Yeah. You know, was there any talk amongst your neighbors here what it would be like fighting fire now that the water's gone?
Well, one of my neighbors was reading an article where they said they had one helicopter, and he said, well, how come we don't hear it? And I said, because there's no lake. And
yeah.
He goes, oh, that's right. And I said, they're probably dropping retardant.
Well, I was thinking what they'll end up doing is they'll get helicopter mud drops, right? They'll be like wasps. They'll dig in there, dig the mud up, and then drop the mud on the fire. Just kidding. You know that, but
it's
still.
It's only the beginning of the fire season, mm-hmm. and I need some legal help to get Lakeview Road open so we have more than one way to get out of here so we're not trapped.
Hmm. All right. Looking for. Okay. Where do you even go for something like that? So you're looking for some pro bono law help, right?
Right. Nobody out here has got any money to hire an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd need to be pro bono.
Okay.
And so.
All right. Okay. A call out there to the Legal Eagles or people who know Legal Eagles. If anybody knows of anybody who would help the people over at Iron Gate Lake be able to hire an attorney to get at least two ways in and out of their subdivision, that would be very helpful. Get in touch with me at the show, okay? Bill@BillMyersShow.com. All the best to you,
Thank
Dave.
You, Bill.
Okay. All right. And yeah, nobody likes lawyers until they need a lawyer, right? Then all of a sudden, it's just like desperately in need of a lawyer. Now, see, that would be something which would be a worthy job for someone. We have a bunch of people out there who have been attacked and damaged in so many ways. First, the beneficial use of water taken away from them. Then their property, of course, endangered. And then they're told that, there's only one way in and out, no matter what, because, the other road is going by the damn demolition site. We can't let you in on something like that. But I would imagine that a good attorney would be able to make quick work of that. 19 minutes after 6, 770-5633. This is the Bill Myers Show on KMED and 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Jolene from Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
21 after 6, 770-5633. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. There's something that's on your mind. Just join me, okay? 770-5633. Here's a pebble in my shoe this morning. The two-tier justice system continues to grind on and has yet to be vanquished, okay? And Hot Air and other places reporting what ended up happening is that three teenagers, Spokane, charged with felony first-degree malicious mischief for having gone out and leaving scooter skid marks on the Pride trans flag, the trans BLM flag, painted on the street. Now, first of all, I would be asked, why would any city be out there painting political agenda flags on the street? And that's really the way I look at this. Prosecutors asking for a $15,000 bond, and Limebike says it's taking actions against the youths here, too. They literally put teenagers in jail for riding with their scooters on the Pride-painted road in jail. Do you think they would have been, this is a serious question for you, do you think the three teenagers would have been put in jail for taking their scooters and putting skid marks on an American flag, had an American flag been printed on the street? Do you think that would have been something? Do you think it'd be in jail for malicious mischief on something like that? Malicious mischief? Yeah, this is really serious because, first of all, this is what teenagers are going to do. It's like whatever you're told to stand up and salute and be owned by, a teenager, I think, is going to naturally say, no, I don't think so, whether for good or for evil. But what would make the pride flag painted on the street, any more valuable than any other flag out there? Because, my gosh, here in the state of Oregon, you're allowed to burn flags. It's just considered a matter of speech. Weren't the young men involved just engaging in speech? You know, had that happened in Oregon, that would have been a pretty interesting question to oppose. Okay, wait a minute. I know there's a vandalism part about this, so I'm not advocating this stuff. But I remember what it was like to be a teenager. What are you rebelling against? Like that old Rebel Without a Cause movie from the 1950s from my mom's time. What are you rebelling against? What do you got? Yeah, that's kind of what it is. And I can't help but think that there's a bunch of kids now that are tired of being told that they have to salute the Island of Misfit Humans in all ways and bow down to the Island of Misfit Humans. I'll be really curious to see where this case ends up going with these three teenagers, especially when they were obviously singled out for much more serious situations. Now if they had burned down, if they had been a marginalized member of the marginalized community and burned down a part of the town, then it would have, well, you know, there was protesting, they couldn't help it, you know, that sort of stuff. I've just about had it with that kind of stuff. All right. Hunter Biden's defense, that ended up resting yesterday without testifying. I think today we're going to still see continuing deliberation of the juries in that gun trial. We'll see what happens. As far as I'm concerned, the fix is in. When you have Joe Biden saying that I will not pardon him if he is convicted, that probably means that Hunter is not going to be convicted or will not be doing jail time. Just my opinion, but we can certainly talk about that. Just the News reporting that moments after being whisked away from the U.S. Capitol after it was breached January 2021, then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was captured on videotape declaring, "I take responsibility." So then she said, "I take responsibility for failing to have a better security plan for the complex." This according to footage released yesterday by House GOP investigators. Isn't that interesting? After all this time and all these questions about who ordered what or who didn't order what then. The rest of the quote was, "We have responsibility, Terry. We didn't have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have," Pelosi is heard saying on the videotape. And Benny Johnson saying, "Nancy Pelosi admits that she was responsible for the National Guard on January 6th. I take responsibility for them, for not having them. Just prepare for more." Very interesting. So it takes, what, about 3 years for the truth, the real truth, to start filtering out about what happened on January 6th? Yikes. What do you think about this one? New York Times reporting this morning. And, of course, you know where they're coming from. They are coming after Sam Alito so hard. Boy, they want Sam Alito gone. He's one of the most along with Clarence Thomas, one of the most conservative, reliably conservative judicial votes on the Supreme Court. Boy, they want him. In secret recordings, Alito endorses Nation of Godliness, and Roberts talks of pluralism. The two justices were surreptitiously recorded at a Supreme Court gala last week by a woman posing as a Catholic conservative. In other words, she was a leftist plant there, which doesn't surprise me, you know, whatsoever. But Alito endorses Nation of Godliness. Oh, my gosh, you should be dragged out of the Supreme Court and horsewhipped in the public square, right? Is that kind of what the New York Times thinks that we're supposed to think about this? What? A Nation of Godliness? Why would we want a Nation of Godliness? A Nation of Godliness might mean that, well, we're deserving of liberty. See, this is the challenge where we find ourselves right now, in which freedom just means, okay, we get to do what we want, but there's very little responsibility. Even our founders, you know, not that I'm going to sit here and pull out my pocket constitution and wax poetic for the next 3 hours. I'm not going to do this. But we talked about this enough over the years. Even our founders thought that our liberty was something that needed to be used by a moral people, and that it would that you needed to be a moral people in order to have liberty. And the founders are absolutely right about that. In fact, that's what they were hoping that we would be. And then I think socialism, as we talked about yesterday, in the early 1800s, when Robert Owen really started getting that moving through the body politic, once people figured out that you know, you could get something for nothing or get something out of the goodness of somebody else's work, we started corroding as a people. The nation started corroding as a people, bit by bit by bit. The New Deal of the 1930s, that, of course, corroded us a little bit better. We got used to a little more of the poison each time, a little more of the poison each time. And now to actually talk about godliness, that means that Sam Alito should be dragged out of the Supreme Court. Gosh, if anything, I wish we could clone him and put a few more in. Clone a few more. Guys, that would be great. with the little Terminator eyes, right? Like the red eye, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You'd have like four Clarence Thomas clones and four Sam Alito clones, and then maybe we'll have, I don't know. It's just so disappointing that to talk about a nation of godliness is somehow beyond the pale. And the New York Times thinks this is very, hey, this is very serious news that they're reporting this morning. But anyway, that's another bit of a story today. A little closer to home, I wanted to talk about a quick little blurb I read in the Upper Rogue Independent newspaper. And they graciously send me a copy each week, and I appreciate that, by the way. Eagle Point Council postpones parking discussion. And they talk about all sorts of things going on with the Eagle Point City Council. But then, on the very back of the page, A9, to me is the real story. You know, when they talk about burying the lead in the newspaper, the real story is just a little bit of a mention about the climate-friendly equitable communities. Remember those, how we talked about that with Brad Bennington? This is on A9. A1 was talking about parking and things, but A9 has Community Development Director Mike Upston announced the second phase of the climate-friendly and equitable communities program will begin phase two in late June. The climate-friendly areas, in scary quotation marks in the Upper Rogue Independent, rather, are intended to be places where people can meet most of their daily needs without having to drive a car. And it's by having a mix of jobs, businesses, and services nearby. Eagle Point's downtown already meets those requirements with more mixed-use development on the horizon. So Eagle Point's downtown is where it is climate-friendly and equitable, supposedly. It already meets with the news, with the rules, rather. And I can't help but wonder if they will get to the point, if Eagle Point understands just how dangerous the climate-friendly, equitable community is. Today, it sounds so friendly. Oh, well, you'll be able to live in this particular area, and you'll have all of your needs met. But then ultimately, the point is, and as Sam Diana Anderson has talked about on my show several times, the idea is that you don't get to live outside the climate-friendly, equitable community. Everyone's supposed to be living in a climate-friendly, equitable community where you're never supposed to leave your 15-minute open-air prisons, in other words. I wonder if the Eagle Point City Council grasped the enormity of the community development director's report there. Well, it's just little things, you know, we get to live here and it's nice and we'll have our little sustainable gardens and things like that. No, you don't get it, that at some point that will be used to keep you in there. And you don't have to have a car to live in climate-friendly, equitable communities. And so we're going to make sure that that you live in an area where you're not required to have a car. And, oh, by the way, you won't be allowed to have a car someday. And if you think that the Greens aren't thinking that way, then I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you, as usual, okay? It's 6:32 at KMED and 99.3 KBXG, the jukebox. Let me go to the phones. It is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill. It's Vicki from the Applegate.
Hi, Vicki. How's life there? Good to have you.
It's gorgeous up here. I got my sprinkler going, and all the birds are taking baths.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I just had two comments. The first one is about God. I have two people in my life, in my family, that say they don't believe in God. They think we came from, you know, monkeys or some kind of alien, which...
Or the primordial ooze, etc. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
But what cracks me up, Bill, is if something bad or something good happens in their life, they're like, oh, thank God, it was like so scary, and he, you know, they refer to the upper power that saved him from, you know, a wreck or, you know, whatever, and then they also talk about going to hell. Well, I hate to break it to you too, but if there's a hell, there's an heaven, and I'm hoping when that day comes when they have to, you know, repent or choose or whatever, that they're going to realize that there really is a Lord, and that he's been watching over them their whole life, whether they acknowledged it or not. And my husband and I are religious. We don't go to church because I feel like a lot of the churches nowadays, especially this big one up here in the Applegate, is more about how they interpret what's in the Bible, not what's actually in the Bible.
So, oh, okay, so you're, you know, in other words, you just are a Bible reading person of faith, then. That's what you are, right?
Yes, we have a very close relationship with the Lord,
and you don't need the social club, so to speak.
No.
Okay,
it's the meat market. I'm sorry, but you know, we have a smaller church, which is awesome. It's very family oriented. It's very
Which church is that? Is that the one over in Roush Bible? The Roush Bible Church or something different?
It's the Baptist Church, mm-hmm. in Community Church in Roush. It's a small church. It's a wonderful church. The Applegate Fellowship, not so much.
Kind of like the Walmart church in your view, huh?
No. We've had issues with them, just with traffic, and it's
Well, but still, I just want to go back to your statement originally that you have your atheist family members there, but even then call out to the Almighty when mm-hmm. there's trouble. Isn't that interesting? Or do they just call it out as kind of a just as a saying more so than with any fervent belief?
It's like, oh, thank God, you know, mm-hmm. this came through, or they don't come right out and say, oh, you know, he helped me, or they don't, because then they'd have to say they believe. But they refer to him.